How can an understanding of the theology of the cross help in times of pain, suffering, and loss? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is titled The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Hope. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase The Problem of Suffering by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Problem of Suffering, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. And the time has come on this Friday afternoon, January the 20th, to do what we normally do on Friday afternoons, and that's play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week with you. It's a simple little game, and it simply involves you listening to the four soundbites that we've laid before you on this Friday afternoon, and then you get to pick which one should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, by sending an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or voting for Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to go first, and if you vote via email or Twitter or on the Facebook fan page, please make sure you tell us where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talkback@issuesetc.org, facebook.com/issuesetc, or 1-877-623-MYIE. We will be giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Soundbite number one this week comes from Scott Klusendorf, recently speaking with him about pro-life voters, pro-life citizens. Here he is explaining why the life issue is of first importance in the elections.
There is nothing more fundamental, Todd, than the question of who we are as a people and who counts as one of us. Our nation was founded on the principle that human beings have rights, not because a government says so, but in virtue of the kind of thing they are. We have rights by nature simply because we're human. And our government's job is not to create those rights. It's not to allow them. It is to recognize and protect them. And if you deny the fundamental right that humans have value simply because of the kind of thing they are, you have no secure foundation for any rights, including the right to worship freely.
That's soundbite number one from Scott Klusendorf. If you think it ought to be soundbite of the week, you can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We've left space for you to do it right there. Here's soundbite number two from Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. What does it mean when Jesus calls us friends?
He contrasts there two things, a friend and a servant or a slave. And he says, look, I'm not calling you my slaves. The slave just does what he's told, but he doesn't know why. The master doesn't tell him what he's thinking about. He just says, go do this. And you don't need to know why. But Jesus says, that's not how it is with me and you. You are my friends. All that I know, I've told you. I've revealed to you my very heart. You know what I'm up to. And so you stand as my friend. I mean, that's just such a beautiful passage. You know, our flesh always wants to be a servant or a slave of God. I think every religion then has that idea of slavery to God. That's what, isn't that what Islam means too? I mean, we say that it means, Islam means slave. And this is how our flesh is. It always wants to be a slave to God, a servant of God. We always want to be God's servants. And he just will not have it. He won't have talk of servant. Of servitude. For freedom, Christ set us free. And that's part of what's going on with this text here. Jesus says, look, I am not calling you my servants. I'm not. You are not my servants. You're my, and he exalts them by giving them this title, you're my friend.
That's soundbite number two from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. What does it mean when Jesus calls us friends? It's a great soundbite. Do you think it should be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Frank Turek. He's responding to a charge made by columnist Leonard Pitts Jr. of bigotry against social conservatives.
Well, first of all, I'd like to ask him what he means by bigotry, because as soon as you ask him to define it, he's in trouble. Because if bigotry means you don't agree with him, well, then he's a bigot for not agreeing with me. And if bigotry means that you have a definition of for marriage that excludes certain behaviors, then everybody is a bigot when it comes to marriage. Because the homosexual community doesn't believe in incestuous marriage, at least most of them don't. They don't believe in polygamous marriage. They don't believe in other bestiality. They don't believe in that kind of marriage. So they put limits on marriage, just like the people who say marriage should be between a man and a woman. So I'd love to get his definition of bigotry.
All right, that's soundbite number three from Frank Turek, responding to Leonard Pitts Jr.'s charge of bigotry. Get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number four. And after this and during the break is a great time to give us a call, send us an email, or visit the Facebook fan page and vote for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four is Pastor Clint Poppy from our Pastor's Roundtable answering the question, what's wrong with the popular term fully devoted Christ follower?
Well, it is very, very sad, because when you're talking about a fully devoted Christ follower, where's the focus? The focus is not on Christ. The focus is on self. And when the focus is on self, it's always wrong. No matter how devoted I am, no matter how committed I am, no matter how convicted I am, plug in whatever adjective you want, I cannot do it perfectly, because everything I do is tainted by sin. Christ, in his sermon, tells me what I need to do, and it's not be a fully devoted anything. It's to repent and to preach this text, to study this text, to really appreciate this text. We need to come to that repent word, and we need to die to self, and then Christ raises us to live in him and to follow him.
That's soundbite number four. You've heard the four soundbites, and now it's your chance, now it's your turn to vote and pick which one's going to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Will it be soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, on why the life issue is of first importance in the upcoming elections? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on what it means when Jesus calls us friends? Soundbite number three, Frank Turek, responding to Leonard Pitts Jr.'s charge of bigotry against social conservatives? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Clint Poppy, what's wrong with the term fully devoted Christ follower? Those are the four candidates. Now it's your chance to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email us your vote right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. When you vote via email, or if you send us a tweet, or if you vote at the Facebook fan page, make sure you give us your name, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. facebook.com/issuesetc. talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @issuesetc, or our phone number. This break is a great time to call, 1-877-623-6943. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote this Friday, January the 20th, for Soundbite of the Week. It's the LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker, and it goes to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your vote's next. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org and click Listen on Demand.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrivent Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrivent Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrivent Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the latest Issues Etc. journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Schuerman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means it's your turn to vote. We've played the soundbites. Soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, why the life issue is of first importance in the elections. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, why Jesus and what he means when he calls us friends. Soundbite number three, Frank Turek, responding to Leonard Pitts Jr.'s charge of bigotry against social conservatives. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Clint Poppy, what's wrong with the term fully devoted Christ follower? Our call-in number live this Friday afternoon, the 20th of January, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address for your votes, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page has a place for your votes as well. We get those in real time, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can send us a tweet at issuesetc. Dana listens in Indiana. Dana says, my vote is for soundbite number four. That's Pastor Clint Poppy. What's wrong with the term fully devoted Christ follower? Wow, he just described my experience as a former evangelical in less than a minute. I began with the joy of knowing my sins were forgiven and then ended up in despair because I could never be committed enough. Thanks be to God that he brought me to the Lutheran Church where I hear the message of repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. Dana, thanks for listening in Indiana. Thanks for your vote. Daryl votes for Pastor Poppy, soundbite number four as well. He says, I would hate to be judged on the basis of how fully devoted I am. Even my best works rise up to condemn me. What we need is a fully devoted, merciful Savior. That's a great way of putting it. That is a great way of putting it. A fully devoted, merciful Savior who saves us to the uttermost. He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. He quotes Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Daryl, thank you very much for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Tom is in New Jersey. He votes for Soundbite number one. Scott Klusendorf, why the life issue is of first importance in the upcoming elections. Tom says, I feel that this issue is inherent to living in a society that gives value to human life, especially to those who are most vulnerable, the infant in the womb. If we as a culture can take away the life of the most helpless members of our society, then they can take away the rights of any other member of society and rationalize their decision based upon human logic and reason, not on biblical principles of God giving us life and our basic human rights. Tom, thanks for listening in New Jersey. Great vote. Scott listens in Illinois. Scott, thanks for waiting on the line.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Frank Turek's soundbite because he highlights the very definition of a self-refuting assertion. It fails to meet its own criterion, much like the sentence, "All sentences in English are false." I have a strong suspicion that the reason Leonard Pitts' type of rhetoric is allowed to persist is because I have yet to find a school that teaches students to identify the simplest logical fallacies.
I think you're right there, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois, and thanks for your vote for soundbite of the week. So that's one for Frank Turek, soundbite number three. This is Micaiah in Purcellville, Virginia says, I cast my vote for number four. We always want to make our religion about ourselves and what we do, but the beauty of Christianity is that Christ has done all that ever needs to be done. Thank you very much for listening in Virginia. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time for your votes for soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Michael listens in Maryland. He votes for soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, on why the life issue is of first importance in the elections. And he says, we need to keep this in the forefront of our eye of the nation. This year, we need this most of all. If you get the life issue wrong, you get all the other issues wrong, and you are dead, aborted. No other issue matters as you are dead. Michael, thanks for listening in Maryland. Joshua listens in Kentucky. He says, I'm effectively ignoring any sound bites that have to do with politics and or elections. Therefore, I am left with two options, number two and four. Both are good, but Wolf Miller nails the main problem, whereas Poppy only addresses the logical consequences thereof. And because of that, my vote goes to soundbite number two. That would be Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, Jesus Calls Us Friends. As I often say here on Issues Etc., soundbite of the week, your reasons to vote are your own. If you want to use a process of elimination or just pick out one that you like or dislike, your reasons are your own. One of the ways that our listeners often can help us, it seems like a little thing, but it actually is very helpful to us, is by simply word of mouth getting the word out about Issues Etc. Stop and think about it this way. How many of you listening now, live or on demand, started listening because someone else told you about this show? Someone else mentioned something they'd heard. It sparked your interest. You said, where did you hear that? What is that show about? And you started listening to Issues Etc. and you're a lifelong fan. I dare say many of you, if not most of you, heard by word of mouth. You can help us continue this word of mouth promotion of Issues Etc. wherever you go. We've given you two means of doing it. One is in your congregation. That is, it would be nice, wouldn't it, to walk into your congregation and see there on the public bulletin board a little word about Issues Etc. We've provided it for you at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Right there in the middle of the page, you'll find the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. All you got to do is download it, print it off, and pin it up at your church. And if you got more than one bulletin board, pin it up at more than one place in your church. The other way you can carry it with you, it's the Issues Etc. business cards. They have basic contact information about the program there on. And all you need to do then is go to the same place, issuesetc.org, click support, download and print off on suitable stock those Issues Etc. business cards, cut them. There are lines for you to cut them on and carry them wherever you go. And when the subject comes up, or even if it doesn't come up, you can tell somebody about Issues Etc. That word of mouth is the best promotion that we have. Our fans are the best promoters of Issues Etc. that we have. Let's see. Kelly listens in Canada. Kelly says, I'd like to vote for soundbite number four. It is forever tempting to frame Christian piety in terms of our own commitment, the depth of our sincerity, the quality of our obedience, and so on and so on. In doing so, we are merely comparing ourselves to other seemingly less devoted Christians or seeking true assurance of salvation in our own perceived improvement. Being a plain old ordinary Christian saved by grace alone and called to daily repentance frees us from seeking an impressive name for ourselves and allows us to simply receive the name that God Himself has given us. Kelly, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Canada. The winner of Soundbite of the Week this week is Soundbite number four, Pastor Clint Poppy, answering the question, what's wrong with the term fully devoted Christ follower?
Well, it is very, very sad because when you're talking about a fully devoted Christ follower, where's the focus? The focus is not on Christ. The focus is on self. And when the focus is on self, it's always wrong. No matter how devoted I am, no matter how committed I am, no matter how convicted I am, plug in whatever adjective you want, I cannot do it perfectly. perfectly because everything I do is tainted by sin. Christ, in his sermon, tells me what I need to do, and it's not be a fully devoted anything. It's to repent and to preach this text, to study this text, to really appreciate this text. We need to come to that repent word, and we need to die to self, and then Christ raises us to live in him and to follow him.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Clint Poppy. What's wrong with that term so popular nowadays, fully devoted Christ follower? Now, the LPR bundle package this week goes to Daryl, who actually, I think, probably gave me my clothes for the program. I'll just borrow it from you, Daryl, if you don't mind. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send out to you as a way of saying thanks for having the best vote, the LPR bundle package, but thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Speaking of our listeners, last year they were generous with us in the extreme. In one particular way, they found a way of supporting us to the tune of about $15,000 last year. That is the Thrivent Choice program through Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. So much so that we've set a goal for them of $20,000 this year through Thrivent Choice. Now, if you are a previous contributor through Thrivent Choice to Lutheran Public Radio last year, you'll need to resubscribe. That's just the way things work. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Right there, you'll find the Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. Click that. Remember to enter Lutheran Public Radio, and that's how you support Issues Etc. through Thrivent Choice. Thanks to everybody who supported us in the past with that, and everybody will help us meet that goal of $20,000 in 2012 through Thrivent Choice. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Angus Manouge of Concordia University, Wisconsin, about Enlightenment Humanism. That's Monday on Issues Etc. This notion that it is our quality, the quality of our devotion, the quality and the strength of our devotion, that somehow qualifies us to call ourselves fully devoted Christ followers, with the emphasis all upon our action, our following, our devotion, and how full that devotion is. Think about that. That one little phrase just obscures Christ in a way that I can't think any other popular phrase in the church does, putting all the emphasis on the fullness of our devotion and our following. We don't need adjectives. We don't need adverbs. We need Jesus. The only thing that we should be worried about is the fullness of his devotion, and there's no need to worry about that at all. It is assurance that he has fully devoted himself to the task of saving us, to bringing us to faith, to making us disciples, to keeping us disciples. It is his full devotion that makes us disciples, not ours. And I borrowed that from Daryl, so he gets full credit for that one. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.